four ladies from across the world. We have come just to give a word. Come one, come two, come all. Ride with us and we won't let you fall. Loving God is what we've come to do. Edifying queens, oh, that's EQ.
Purity, purification, purified. All of these words have to do with ridding something of its contaminants. This reminds me of the process that God takes us through when He takes us broken in our mess and He cleans us up and rids us of anything that is not like Him. This is your girl, Purified, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. Happy, happy Friday, good people. I hope today finds you blessed and doing well. Some days are just rough, right? But if we can make it to Friday, you know, we want to make sure that's all good. Friday is all good. So prayerfully, you are having a wonderful start to your weekend. And prayerfully, you had a productive week. So thank you for coming and joining me today for another episode. And, you know, as always, we just thank you for your support on behalf of all of us, Edifying Queens. We thank you for your support each and every week. So we pray that this blesses you, and maybe not particularly for you, but that you're able to share it with someone else and that it be a blessing for them, because, you know, that is what we are called to do in the body of believers, is just to be open and vulnerable and transparent, and so that we can, you know, help and guide each other along this journey of life. It's not always easy. Sometimes it's just flat out hard, okay? But together, when we're honest, when we're vulnerable, when we're transparent, we can help each other along in this thing called life, and prevent someone coming behind us from having to go through the tussle that we've had to go through. So that is all we long to do as the Edifying Queens, is just, you know, to be just that for you. And we just pray that we are blessing you each and every week in some way. So with that being said, I do want to open with a word of prayer, just to bring God into the absolute forefront of this episode. So if you'll bow your head with me wherever you are, dear Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you for this day, Lord God. We thank you for this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. We thank you that we're able to open our eyes and see this day, Lord God. We thank you that we're able to hear with our ears, Lord God. We thank you for those things, for they are blessings. We thank you now, Lord God, for your grace, for your mercies that are brand new each and every day. We thank you that you're not like us, Lord God, that you don't just cut someone off, that you don't cut us off at the moment that we make a mistake. We thank you that you give us grace over and over and over again, and the love over and over and over again, endless. We thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you just love on us and give us, you know, what we need until we can understand where we're going wrong and then begin to self-correct. We thank you for the time that you're giving us to self-correct each and every day that you wake us up and Holy Spirit tells us, hey, don't do that. Hey, fix that. Hey, make that correction. We thank you, Lord God, each and every day that you have Holy Spirit working and speaking to us so that we can make the necessary corrections. So we thank you for this day, whatever it may have brought, good, bad, or indifferent. We thank you for this day, Lord God. Right now, I pray that you would totally decrease me, Father God. Take me completely out of the equation and just use me as a mouthpiece, a vessel to bring forth a word to your people, Father God. So we thank you now, God. Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything. Thank you for just being you. Thank you, Lord God. Please forgive us for our sins that we've committed in word and thought and in deed. Help us to be aware of what Holy Spirit is telling us to do, and help us to obey what Holy Spirit is telling us to do. In the name of Jesus, help us to trust you more, Lord God. Help us to have faith, Lord God, just the size of a mustard seed. You don't require much, but help us to have just that mustard seed faith in the name of Jesus. So we love you now, Lord God. We thank you. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. So I'm not going to be with you long. I just want to talk to you about waiting. And for me, you know, this has been a season where I've had to really just be really aware of what God is telling me to do. And if you've been with me in some previous episodes, you've heard how I am, you know, really serious about hearing from God on what he is telling me to do and staying in the will. I mean, it is a fear of mine to step outside of the will of God for me. And so when I think about, you know, what my future looks like and things like that, I just want the will. I just want the will of God, because if I stay in the will, everything else that I need will be there. Right? So a part of being in the will of God requires waiting. So right now I'm kind of in a position where I'm waiting on what God is telling me to do next. What am I going to do next? So if I can give you a little backdrop, just really quickly, I am a teacher by, you know, trade. That is what I went to school to do. That is what I've done for the past 12 years. My husband and I found out that we were having a third child in August of last year. And so that was a very scary thing for us, because we're very much so planners. So God is working this planning thing out in us slowly but surely. But we're very much so planners. And we, you know, kind of toyed around with the idea of three children, but had kind of settled in our mind that we were going to be good with our boy and our girl. Well, lo and behold, God said, no, you're going to have another one. So, found out we were pregnant in August of last year. And so again, that was very scary for us, because, you know, we just hadn't set up life for another baby. So, you know, at that moment we began to like, oh my goodness, you know, so, you know, are we gonna make, you know, arrangements, all of this stuff, right? And so God told me basically, you know, take some time off from work. Now that was very scary for me, guys, because again, this is what I went to school to do. Right after graduating from college, I entered into my first job, and I have worked consistently. My husband's military, and we have moved around several times throughout our marriage, but everywhere we've gone, I've gotten a job immediately and worked. So there have been no gaps in my career. So when God told me take time off of work, I'm like, really? What do you mean? Like, what does that look like? You know what I'm saying? And just the financial end of things, like, what does that look like? Because we had just never done that. So it was very scary for us. And so you know, I ping-ponged with that decision. Like, oh my goodness, God, I hear you. I hear you by the Spirit telling me to take the time off. I hear you by the Spirit. But like, I kept fighting against it. I kept fighting against it, thinking of other ways I can work around it. Like, can we do, you know, part-time work, you know? Sorry about that. Any and everything that I could do to like not absolutely take the entire year off. But at any rate, you know, it became very clear to me that this is what God wanted me to do. So I made the decision. I'm going to take the year off. Like, can't see our way for real at all, but going to trust God on it. Soon as I decided that I was going to take the year off, We got orders to move. So God gave us the opportunity to start over. And so where we were afraid, right, to like basically live our two income lifestyle on now one income, right? We were scared to do that. God said, now you can start over. And now that you know better, use your wisdom and understand that really you need to live on that one income, period. Whether both of y'all working or not, wisdom says live on the one income, because you never know when something's going to happen to the other person where they can't work and your family just needs to be able to continue with one income, period. That's just best practice. So we got the lesson learned for one thing, and also just it instantly was like, okay, it was like confirmation that I did what God told me to do, because just in the moment that I said, okay, I'm going to take the year off, God said, I'm going to move you. So now you can start over. So now you can set your life up appropriately, you know what I'm saying, on the one income, right? So here we are now in a different place. We were in California, we're now in Texas. And so can I just say that I love it in Texas? Can I just say that I love being a stay-at-home mom? The thing that I fought back and forth, wrestled with for so long with God, I love it. I absolutely love it. Do I miss being in my career? Absolutely. And I had even told myself, y'all, that, you know, I'll be able to do some part-time tutoring. You know what I'm saying? I'll be able to do that. And even got like an independent, you know, what do they call the independent contractors, right? With this tutoring company. And these jobs keep flowing, coming into my inbox all the time. But guess what, y'all? They don't align with my schedule of what I need to do with my kids. It doesn't align with my schedule. So what am I telling you? Well, when God tells you to do something, we got to be obedient. This reminds me of Divine. She just preached a message to us about being obedient. Obey. When God tells you to do something, there is no subtitles. There is no Roman numeral 1, 2, 3 underneath that. We just got to be obedient. So here I am trying to like work in this virtual part-time thing. I'll be able to do it. And it just doesn't fit, y'all. Like it doesn't. Like the times. Oh no, because I got to feed my baby at that time. The next time. Oh no, because I got to go pick my other baby up at this time. This time. Oh no, because I just need to rest my mind. You know what I'm saying? Like it just doesn't work. Why? Because God said, this ain't the season for you to be working, sis. This is the season for you to be mothering and wifing. And when he tells us to do something, we got to be obedient. So what's all that for, Purified? Because it's so important that in addition to the obedience that Divine has told us about, we got to wait. We got to wait and hear from him. What is he telling us to do? Because sometimes it's not that clear. It's not that clear. And we don't know. We don't want to be disobedient. But at the same time, we haven't really heard just yet. It's not clear as a whistle yet. And that's okay. So just wait. So just wait. Because that too is an act of obedience, I believe. I believe when he gives us a thing and we know that he gives us a thing, we need to move in that thing. That's a clear green light. I told you, do the thing. And there's also clear red lights. Don't do the thing. And then there's yields. There's yellows. Wait. Sit still. Do nothing. And so I've done an episode kind of on this, to stand still. But it's so important for us to hear this and be reminded of the process of waiting, because we really, really struggle with this as human beings, because we want the microwave stuff right now. We don't want to wait. You know, like I said in my description, we don't want to wait in the drive-through line too long. Don't let the traffic be bad. We're about to get in the left lane. It ain't moving but 1 millisecond faster, but it don't matter because at least I'm moving and not standing still, right? Like we struggle with this concept of waiting. And so because we struggle with it with the most minute of things, we struggle with it in the big things, the game of life. When God tells us to wait, we struggle with that, and we have to just continue to work and do and be better about waiting. So let's go to the word, starting with Psalms 5th chapter, 3rd verse in particular. But I'm going to start at verse 1 as a matter of fact. Psalms 5th chapter, 1st verse. Psalms 5th chapter, 1st verse. And this is actually the NLT. And it says, O Lord, hear me as I pray. Pay attention to my groaning. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God. For I pray to no one but you. Listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my requests to you and wait expectantly. It's the waiting part. In this verse, we're asking God to listen to my voice in the morning. Listen to my voice in the morning. Each morning I bring my request to you and wait expectantly. Let me get another version here. Let's see what the Amplified says. Oh, this is good. Amplified. Psalms 5, verse 1. Listen to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning and sighing. Heed the sound of my cry for help, my King and my God. For to you I pray. In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will prepare a prayer and a sacrifice for you and watch and wait for you to speak to my heart. In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will prepare a prayer and a sacrifice for you and watch and wait for you to speak to my heart. It's the waiting. Here's more. Psalms 25th chapter, 4th verse. Psalms 25th chapter, 4th verse. I'm going to go back to the NLT, New Living Translation here. Okay. So it says, this is showing up really weird on my tablet. I'm so sorry. Okay. Let me go past that one because I don't think that was quite what I wanted. Psalms. This is the next one. 27th chapter. Psalms 27th chapter, 14th verse. And so it says, wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. If we go up a little bit more, starting at, let's say, verse 11. I love this whole thing. Psalms 27. I love this whole thing. Let's just start at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident. Verse 4, the one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. For he will conceal me there when troubles come. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Verse 6, then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At his sanctuary, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music. Hear me as I pray, O Lord. Be merciful and answer me. My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I am coming. Do not turn your back on me. Do not reject your servant in anger. You have always been my helper. Don't leave me now. Don't abandon me, O God of my salvation. Verse 10, even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close. Teach me how to live, O Lord. Lead me along the right path, for my enemies are waiting for me. Do not let me fall into their hands, for they accuse me of things I've never done. With every breath, they threaten me with violence. Yet I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I am here in the land of the living. Amen. So verse 14, wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. Yes. Yes. Y'all, we got to read this word. And I'm at the head of the line when I say that. We got to read this word. There is so much peace in the word of God. There's so much peace there. There's so much instruction there. If we just get in it and read it. So waiting, we got to do it. And I don't know, again, you know, what you may be going through right now. If you know, maybe in a position where you're at a yellow light, you know, God is just telling you to stand still and you're waiting on some instruction, I pray that this episode right here is just a little piece of confirmation to keep waiting. If you haven't gotten a green light yet, don't move a muscle. Keep waiting. Don't go to the right, don't go to the left. Keep waiting. Wait on him. He will give instruction. The first verse I read told us to pray and then wait expectantly. So if we've asked God for the instruction, for the clarity, to tell us, you know, exactly what he wants us to do, then we gotta wait. We have to wait patiently for his answer. And don't be hasty about it and not, you know, have these pity parties that we have. We just gotta wait patiently and expectantly. So I wanna get that one more scripture in there. Okay. So, I apparently wrote it down wrong, and I apologize for that. But I also like Proverbs 4:27. I'm just going to throw this one in here. As I was just saying, don't lean to the right or to the left. You know, just wait on the instruction. And so that is Proverbs 4:27, just so you can have that verse as well. And it just simply says just that. Let's see here. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. And that was actually the American Standard Version. It also says, in the English Standard Version, do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil. Let's see. King James Version. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. So just keeping just one foot in front of the other. And I always liken that to one day at a time. Just one day at a time. In being in God's will, it's not some big poof bubble that's going to pop down and it's going to be like, whoo, that's what God wants me to do. No, I truly believe it's a daily obedience. What is God telling you to do today? Obey that. Okay. And then when he gives you tomorrow, if he gives us tomorrow, what is he telling you to do tomorrow? Obey that. Okay. And then keep moving one foot in front of the other, one day after the next, one day after the next, not next month, not next year, one day after the next. And as we obey just every single day, we are walking in the will. That is the will. The obedience is the will. Just stay right there. One day. We got to stay there just one day at a time. And as we do one day at a time and be obedient one day at a time, we will be in his will. We will be walking in his will. And we will be able to see how he gives provision because we're obeying every day and staying in the will as he's given the provision, the deliverance, the protection, everything we need as we do that day to day obedience. So we got to trust him. We got to have faith in him. And that's why in my prayer in the beginning, I said, help us to do those things because we struggle with that. We struggle to trust. One would think it would be so easy. God, he's God. But no, we struggle with that. Can we just be real with that? Can we struggle with that? So God, help us to obey you. Help us to trust you. Help us to have faith in you. He's faithful. He's a good, good father. And he will help us with those things. So again, I just pray that whatever you may be going through, if you're in a season where you haven't heard anything clear just yet, I ask you to wait. I tell you to wait, because waiting is a thing. A standstill is a thing. Wait, because there's nothing greater than staying in the will of God, doing what it is that God is telling us to do. There's nothing greater than that. Not mixing our own little understanding in it because we don't know nothing about nothing. Just doing what God tells us to do. And if he hasn't given us anything yet, then stand still and wait. And wait. So saints, I pray that that was a blessing to you. Again, I apologize for the scripture mishap. I apologize about that. But I do pray that that is just a little bit of confirmation for something that you may be going through, or maybe a friend, your mother, father, whomever. Just wait. If you haven't got anything yet, just wait. Just wait. Wait on the Lord. And while you're waiting and you're praying and waiting expectantly, he will renew your strength. He will renew your strength. He'll keep you strengthened. He'll continue to give you everything you need while you wait. And when he brings it to you, and when he tells you, you know what to do, and you obey and you walk into that thing, you know, just praise him, give him all the praise. And when somebody asks you, how did you make it here? Oh, God, help us to always bring it back to you. Not be talking about, well, I went to school and I decided to do this and then I took this job and it paid good money. All that may be true, but help us to acknowledge you first. Because you told us to apply to that job. You told us to call that friend who then recommended you for that whatever. Help us to acknowledge you first, not put you on the back burner, but to acknowledge you first, God. So again, I thank you for being here. Thank you for being a supporter of this podcast. We appreciate you so much. Don't hesitate to reach out to us. Our email is eqlovesjesus@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Edifying Queens, Instagram at Edifying Queens, and Twitter at Edifying Q. Until next time, I pray that you are blessed. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much. But be happy, be glad, and be blessed. I think it's so important to give anyone who's listening today who doesn't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior an opportunity to make the decision to join the family, the very best family, and that's a kingdom family, becoming a kingdom citizen. And if that's you, if you're seeking that relationship with Jesus Christ, wanting him to be your personal Lord and Savior, please repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I need you.
I believe that you are Lord and that you died for my sins and arose for my justification. Forgive me for my sins and all I have done wrong. I receive you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Save me, Lord. Save me right now. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer, congratulations on making the very best decision of your life, and that is to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you need further direction or instruction on what this walk with Jesus looks like, please email us. Our information is on the main detail page for the podcast. Please shoot us an email. We'd love to hear from you and walk this thing out with you. God bless you. Thank you again for listening in on today's podcast. This is your girl, Purified. Until next time, God bless you.
For ladies from across the world, we have come just to give a word. Come one, come two, come all. Ride with us and we won't let you fall. Loving God is what we've come to do. Edifying queens, oh, that's EQ.